Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Well, good morning, Alabama. I hope everybody's wide awake and ready to roll on this beautiful Saturday morning here in Mobile, Alabama. We are the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented to you by our good friends at Alpha and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios located right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama. I am Mark Lasseter, and folks, y'all are in for a treat this morning because I have absolutely no radio skills, and so we're just doing the best we can. Rick and Randy are both on assignment and out for the day, so I'm running the show here, but I have a co-host who is going to make sure that I don't mess up, and I can't tell you how awesome it is to have Bayside Academy volleyball coach, Hall of Fame coach, Ann Schilling in the studio with us. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. You know, Ann and I have been working together now for about 12 years at Bayside Academy, and the things that I have learned just from watching Ann coach is just remarkable, how she's done things over the years and how her kids play at a optimum level every time they go out, and it's all because of the way Ann coaches them, and she coaches the way she lives her life. And we just appreciate Ann coming in and being with us this morning. And Steve's over on the boards working us. He's going to make sure I don't mess up too awfully bad. I think Rick has a contract out on me if I do mess up. So Steve,
that's
please,
right.
You know, I'll duck. Anyway, we're glad y'all are with us this morning, and we're going to get right into some scores as soon as we have a couple prayer requests go out. There's been some tough times in some families around our listening area. First of all, pray for Press Register reporter, AL.com reporter, Ben Thomas's family. They have lost a grandchild, and their family is hurting. So please remember his family in your prayers today. Also, we'd like to pray for a football player from T.R. Miller. I think his name was Kenneth Lett, who was injured last night in the football game with UMS Wright and had to be carted off and left in an ambulance. And so we don't know the extent of his injuries. Just be praying for his family, and we'll keep them in our prayers. Also, the folks in the path of Hurricane Helene, please think and pray for all of those folks that are in that path. There's been some loss of life, lots of property damage. Pray for all those folks as well. So remember those folks as we start today's show, and to just know you all that are hurting, we are praying with you, and you are not alone.
Just so, a quick little side note too, Mark. Later on in the show, you'll have Zach Golson scheduled out around 8:30.
Yes, sir.
So we'll have that coach in. Next hour is David Faulkner. Of course, Ann's here already, and Wade Waldrop will join us as well via the phone.
That's our lineup for today. Steve, thanks for getting that plugged in. We're going to go ahead and get right into the scores. Ann's going to start us off with 7A scores, and we're going to get as many of these done in this segment as we can. So, Ann, start us off with 7A.
Austin, 20. Florence, 0. McGill-Toulon, 42. Davidson, 13. Grissom, 35. Albertville, 21. Hewitt-Trustful, 59. Pinson Valley, 7. Hillcrest, Tuscaloosa, 48, Hueytown, 14, IMG Academy, Florida, Central Phoenix, that's canceled, sorry about that, Mary Montgomery, 42, Baldwin County, 0, Opelika, 31, Pike Road, 20, Sparkman, 31, May Jemison, 7.
And in Class 6A, Athens, 39, Hazel Green, 14, Benjamin Russell, 29, Charles Henderson, 0, Bessemer City, 40, Jackson Olin, 8, Chelsea, 49, Paul Bryant, 12, Chilton County, 39, Brookwood, 7, Clay Chalkville 14, Thompson 13 in overtime, and that was quite a ball game. If you had a chance to watch that one, it was something else. Coleman 35, Brewer nothing, Decatur 44, Leah Huntsville nothing, Fort Payne 16, Mortimer Jordan 6, Gadsden City 40, Bob Jones 27, Gardendale 33, Central Tuscaloosa 28, Hartsell 51, Woodlawn 0, Jag 24, Centerpoint 16, Jasper 42, Dora 14, Montgomery Catholic at Saraland was canceled, Mountain Brook 27, Homewood 22, Oxford 35, Helena 10, Parker 14, Hoover 10, Russell County 45, Valley 27, Southside 41, Etowah 14, that's Southside of Gadsden 41, Etowah 34, Spain Park 34, James Clemens 24, Spanish Fort 21, Daphne 7, Stanhope Elmore 20, Smith Station 0, St. Paul's Episcopal 43, Faith Academy 0, and Theodore 15, Fairhope 7, Wetumpka 14, and Eufaula 3.
Class 5A, Andalusia 28, Beauregard 27, Arab 20, Madison Academy 0, Ardmore 23, Madison County 0, Briarwood Christian 31, Leeds 12, Carroll 24, Pike County 17, Central Clay County 35, Scottsboro 21, Citronelle 29, Alma Bryant 6, Corner 35, Jacksonville 28, Demopolis 35, Aliceville 14, Douglas 48, New Hope 21, East Limestone 27, West Limestone 7, Fairfield 31, Selma 16, Hayden 16, West Point 14, Headland 21, Ashford 14, Holtville 35, Maplesville 7, John Carroll Catholic 27, Montevallo 7, Lawrence County 34 in overtime, Haleyville 27, Northside 54, Lincoln 0, Permian, Texas 41, Carver, Birmingham 6, Ramsey 38, Minor 0, Sipsey Valley 35, Marbury 32, St. Clair County 28, Shelby County 21, Sylacauga 28, Jemison 14, Winona 28, Huffman 6, and Williamson 47, Murphy 0.
In Class 4A, Alexandria 36, Sardis 14, Bibb County 42, Northridge 13, Bowdoin, Georgia 42, Booker T. Washington 18, Brooks 31, Lauderdale County 6, Cherokee County 20, Shades Valley 6, Dale County 28, Ayrton 12, DAR 21, Ashbury 12, Deschler 28, Colbert County 21, East Lawrence 44, Columbia 12, Escambia County 14, Northview, Florida 0, Good Hope 27, Addison 0, Hamilton 42, Sulligent 28, Hanley 31, Lynette 12, Hatton 42, Westminster Christian 25, Hoke's Bluff 28, Glencoe 9, Holt 47, Pickens Academy 0, Jackson 55, LaFleur 20, New Brockton 30, Monroe County 7, Aniana 25, Susan Moore 6, Op 39, Destin, Florida 0, Orange Beach 45, Robertsdale 14, Pleasant Grove 30, Anniston 0, Satsuma 35, St. Paul's Episcopal 3, St. Stanislaus, Mississippi 28, Mobile Christian 25, Talladega 35, Asheville 28, White Plains 28, Horseshoe Bend 27, W.S. Neal 37, and Blountstown, Florida 6. We're going to come back after the break here, and Ann will pick us up on 3A, but right now we're going to take a break here in just a minute. But we've got a couple of things I wanted to mention about last night and some scores that I saw that kind of caught me off guard that I thought I just didn't expect to see those scores. I didn't expect to see Parker beat Hoover 14-10, even though I knew Parker was a program that was coming up. 14-10 is a big win over Hoover High School. A big win for Parker there in the Birmingham area. Also, the Clay Chalkville Thomasville game went into overtime. Of course, that game last year was huge during the regular season, and it was really just a lot of fun to watch that game last night and see that thing unfold again. We're going to take a break and come back with the Prep Sports Report scoreboard in just a moment. Y'all come back and join us.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
I seen your picture. Steely Dan, and we just got to
love it.
Let him play a little bit.
Loving it.
You know, we kind of sit here and just meditate on it first. What was it?
And Randy makes bad jokes.
Yes, he does. Always. Always. All right, we're going to continue with our scoreboard. Class 3A, Ann's going to take us off on 3A.
All right, Beulah 28, Lochapoca 15, Collinsville 51, Sand Rock 0, Cottage Hill Christian 41, Choctaw County 0, XL 35, JU Blackshire 0, Flemington 24, J Florida 17, Geraldine 49, Boaz 20, Gordo 44, Pickens County 0, Greensboro 43, RC Hatch 22, Hillcrest Evergreen 29, Greenville 20, Isabella 42, Billingsley 28, JB Pennington 37, Cleveland 13, Montgomery Academy 36, Laverne 8, Oakman 41, Carbon Hill 0, Ohatchee 54, Donahoe 13, Piedmont 58, B.B. Comer 16, Randolph County 41, Ranburn 0, Sachs 42, Central Coosa 0, Sheffield 47, Waterloo 14, Slocum 10, Geneva 0, Southside Selmas 36, Keith 12, Sylvania 28, Plainville 14, T.R. Miller 28, UMS 14, Trinity Presbyterian 28, St. James 7, Vinemont 36, West End 6, Walter Wilburn 41, Claiborne County 9, Westbrook Christian 52, Munford 21, Whitesburg Christian 41, Gaston 0, Wicksburg 35, Daleville 12, Winfield 35, Fayette County 6.
And in Class 2A, Abbeville 68, Barber County 6, Baker, Florida 33, Houston County 18, Belmont, Mississippi 40, Red Bay 14, Calhoun 30, McIntosh 0, Central Haneyville 44, Elwood Christian 6, Chickasaw 8, Fruitdale 7, Clark County 30, Millry 27, Coosa Christian 29, Fife 2, Cottonwood 32, Rehoboth 21, Falkville 21, Colbert Heights 0, Glenwood at Wadley was canceled, Green County 8, Sumter Central 6, Highland Home 56, Brantley 6, Lafayette 56, Red Level 8, Lexington 21, Wilson 7, Pike Liberal 43, Notasulga 6, Pisgah 29, Randolph 0, Pleasant Valley 8, Woodland 6, Realtown 34, Dadeville 6, Vincent 30, Childersburg 0, Winston County 46, and Curry 0.
Class 1A, Appalachian 41, Section 14, Autauga Academy 36, Prattville Christian 20, Barry 50, Lamar County 14, Brilliant 45, Phillips 0, Elba 48, Goshen 34, Florala 45, Bayshore Christian 14, Hackleburg 42, Phil Campbell 12, Hubbardsville 56, Holy Spirit Catholic 22, Leroy 45, Washington County 14, Linden 16, Southern Choctaw 14, Lynn 35, Cold Spring 16, McKenzie 50, J.F. Shields 0, Ragland 35, Fayetteville 0, Spring Garden 54, Cedar Bluff 0, Sweetwater 57, Georgiana 34, University Charter 48, Marengo 0, Valley Head 20, North Sand Mountain 7, Verbena 36, Galesville 24, Victory Christian 25, Francis Marion 20, Vena 50, Tharptown 6,
yep.
Winterboro, 27. Weaver, 13. Woodville, 45. Brindley Mountain, 0.
That's an awesome job. Ann went through all that list of schools she's never heard of before and had to come up with some names on them, because there's sometimes we get tongue-tied on all those different scores we put through. But, you know, it's a lot of good football played last night, and a lot of teams went on the road. Some of them were at home. We're looking forward to having some coaches on with us here. As Steve mentioned earlier, Zach Golson's going to be with us in just a few minutes at the 8:30, talk about his Mary Montgomery Vikings. We'll have David Faulkner on at 9 o'clock, talking about McGill-Tulane football. And then at 9:30, we'll have Wade Waldrop with us talking about his Orange Beach Mako's football team. So we're looking forward to having those guys on here. Again, with me in the studio this morning is Coach Ann Schilling, the volleyball coach at Bayside Academy, who has won numerous state championships and just continues to do a great job coaching her girls every single year. And, Coach, tell us a little bit about – we're going to interview Ann Moore at the 9:15 hour, but tell us a little bit about the season so far and how things are going, and just kind of give us a quick snapshot of what's going on.
21-7 right now. We kind of cut back on the amount of matches and just more quality and less quantity. We of course jumped up to 7A this year, which has been a challenge. We've always played those teams, but we're seeing them now having to beat them in an area. We just played McGill-Tulane Thursday. We lost 3-0, but all the sets were competitive. We're getting better. I mean, from the start of the season to now, I think we look a lot different, and got to make a few more adjustments. And I think we're going to be ready to go in a couple of weeks for the playoff run.
When does that start? When you got two more weeks of regular season play?
Yeah, and then the following week we'll start area play.
Where's area?
It just depends on who wins
who
it.
Who wins what?
Yeah, it's going to come down to us and Fairhope.
I got you. So that match coming up
Thursday is going to be an important one.
I got you. Tell us a little bit about volleyball in the area, how that's – is it growing?
Oh, yeah. Area? I mean, the club world is just getting bigger and bigger. It used to be like not everybody, not all the girls played club, but now, you know, I mean, just about everybody on everybody's team is playing club volleyball. So, you know, it's just growing. It rapidly. I think right now it's just in the area, it's kind of a weird year where if you don't come to play, there's, you know, people are beating up on each other. And so it's kind of fun, actually. It's a lot of competitive teams down here.
You know, it's fun to watch this program, the different programs that come in and play from year to year. I was reading about this young lady from St. Luke's, I think.
Amelia
Smith. She's quite a player. She had 38 kills to over 100,000 for her career play from September 16th to 2024. Had 6 aces, 4 blocks, and 31 digs to become the player of the week. Amelia Smith from St. Luke's Episcopal. I'm not sure what position she plays.
Outside hitter, I believe.
Outside hitter. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I saw that article. I thought about how many different teams that you see every year and different players from around the state that you see. And going to play, y'all played in Birmingham. Did you play in Montgomery, or was it just Birmingham this year?
We've been in Birmingham twice. No, Montgomery.
I thought so.
No, we did not go to Mayor's Cup this year because it was majority 6A teams, and we needed to see more 7A competition. So.
I got you. So, Ann Schilling is going to be with us the full hour today. We're looking forward to talking to her more at 9:15. We had Zach Golson coming up. His Mary G. Montgomery football team won a big ball game last night. We're going to talk to him in a little bit and go over some things about what's going on over in Sims, Alabama. But we'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsors and thank the folks who who help keep us on the air and appreciate all that they do. And one is a very good friend of mine, Chris Garris at Premier Collision in Mobile on 111-77 Sledge Drive, Mobile. His phone number there is 251-478-4500. Premier Collision will handle all your auto body repair needs. Auto body services include painting, body work, and more. Most auto insurance is accepted. If you are in an automobile accident in Mobile or Baldwin County or the Gulf Coast area, Premier Collision is for you. The number one choice in auto collision repair. These guys do a great job. I'm telling you, all of us here at Prep Sports Report have used them at one time or another, and our cars come out, look like they come off the showroom floor. They really, really, really look good, and we appreciate Chris Garris and his staff. Come back and join us in a few minutes. We'll have Zach Golson from Mary Montgomery Football on with us, and we look forward to talking with him.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. The Pops Market communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Well, I'm not Randy Bergen. This is Mark Lasseter. I got Randy and Rick on assignment. They're out beating the woods trying to find out some more stories for us to have on for next week. But Ann Schilling and I and Steve are handling the studio today and having a great time drinking coffee and talking about sports and our area. And we are just so happy to be here. This morning, we have a good friend of mine and a tremendous football coach, even better man, Zach Golson from Mary Montgomery Vikings. Coach, how are you this morning?
Doing great, Coach. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Well, we're really glad to have you on here today. Man, you guys are having a good season. Right now, 5-1 on the season and undefeated in the state of Alabama. Tell us a little bit about your 42-0 win last night over Baldwin County.
Yeah, we got off to a good start. Defense played really, really good football all night. They did a good job of presenting some things early in the game that made it tough, but we kind of found our gear about midway through the first quarter, and then we hit a trick play right at the end of the half to make it 21-0, and I kind of jumped on them in the third quarter and got to play a lot of guys, man. It was a fun homecoming victory. A lot of respect for Coach Davis and Coach Smith, their D.C. They did a really good job putting a good game plan together. Made it tough early, but you know, our kids are starting to hit a stride that we thought we had in us. We are a pretty young team. I think we're starting about 16 or 17 underclassmen. And so we knew we were a talented team going into the season. We're just going to need some experience. And I think you see that kind of in our first few games. Had some struggles that, you know, an inexperienced team might have. But they're starting to find their way, and hopefully we'll continue to get better all the way through the end of the year.
You know, Mary Montgomery is a 7A Region 1 football team. Last year had a great season, went undefeated through the regular season, made it into the quarterfinals, and finished with a 12-1 record. Right now sit at 3-0 in Region, 5-1 overall. You got Alma Bryant coming up, Coach. I think y'all are at Alma Bryant. Tell us a little bit about what your preparation will be getting ready for next week.
Yeah, it's a short week. This will be our second Thursday game in a row. You know, it kind of came at a good time. Those first three or four games were super physical games. And, playing on a Thursday, we essentially lose a day of practice. And we take we kind of blend our Wednesday and Thursday practice schedules. And, you know, but I think that's helped us because it forces us to take an extra day of rest, and we really kind of needed it right here in the middle of the season. They're two quality teams that we felt like got to go play the game the right way. But, I think we are hitting a good stride and we're getting healthy. We played the first four games without our starting right tackle, who's Kyle Thomas, who's got, you know, a UNA offer. Our starting running back's been out, but it's given us a chance to play some other guys and build some depth, and those guys are getting healthy. So, you know, we're really in a good spot as we kind of move into the second half of the year. Like I said, hopefully we'll continue to climb and get better.
Hey, Zach, this is Ann. I love trick plays. Tell us about that trick play that y'all ran.
Coach Shelley, I just want to tell you I have so much respect for you. The way you've run your program for the last, I don't know how many years, but it's been a lot of fun to keep up with it and what you do, you know, to bring glory to the kingdom of Christ. I can't thank you enough, and a lot of respect for you and all that you do. But our trick play was a little double reverse pass that we've been working on, and it was a thing of beauty. They executed it perfect, and Shamar Elston made a great catch in the back of the end zone.
I love it. I was actually going to ask, I swear, I was going to say something, but I love trick plays. But anyway, congrats on just turning that program around so fast. What do you attribute to happen? I mean, that happening that fast? Because you're just 3 years removed of being winless. So
Yeah. It's been a cool transition. You know, the first thing I'd always tell people is that, you know, we rooted our foundation and our faith. And, you know, we felt like we were, our staff, the guys that came with me, Alex Page, you know, I had a whole bunch of guys that have come with me, that Ramel Jones, Enrique Williams, guys that I coached at South Alabama that, you know, we're just getting their feet wet, really, in coaching. Alex had been coaching a little bit longer, been a DC at McGill-Tulane. You know, and then a whole crew of guys on offense that, you know, a lot of people told us when we first took the job that, you know, they actually told us don't do it, you know, that it was career suicide, that it can't be done there. And, you know, honestly, we just rooted ourselves in our faith that this is where God was leading us to be. And I was very thankful for the guys that were willing to jump on board with us. At the time, Marlon Furrow was the principal, and he was a person that I trusted a lot when it came to how we were going to build things. And again, we were going to root ourselves in that foundation of faith, and had some really great meetings and conversations with him on how he had already started to build it. He had been there for 4 years already. And through the school and through academics and things like that. So, you know, I just felt like this was a great opportunity that I'd competed against these guys for years. Probably 8 times I competed against Mary G. And every time, no matter what their record was, it always felt like they had some really good players, and they competed so hard. I'll never forget the last year I played against them. They were 0-7. And we were, I think, 4-2 maybe. And, and they were it was one of the loudest bands, loudest stadiums. We could barely operate on offense. And I just remember thinking, man, these guys are 0-6 or 0-7, and here they are just fighting. It was 21-14 in the fourth quarter, and we finished at 28-14. But you just knew there was something there, a grit in a group of kids and group of people that no matter what the score was, what the record was, they were going to continue to fight. And it's a funny story the way it worked out that first year. We were sitting there 0-4 ourselves, but we felt like we were doing the right things. We were really close, and we finally got over the hump against Alma Bryant. And then we've been on a crazy run since then. So it's been a lot of fun. Again, I'm thankful for the platform to give the honor and the praise and the glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And, you know, I really believe that we all have been given a platform, whatever it is, to try to do that and to bring people to Christ. And, like I said, I'm very thankful for the platform that I have and the people that I'm surrounded by to be able to continue to do that daily. So we're going to keep trying to fight that fight and keep trying to get better at the game of football, and hopefully good things happen.
So. Amen. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Hey, Zach, we kind of watch you're going to go through the rest of the year. You know, you got a bunch of games coming up, and I just want you to know how us at PSR are so proud of you and what you've done, what you guys have done there, and what you're allowing God to do in your program. I just think it's an outstanding testimony for you and for your program. You've got Alma Bryant and then Fairhope, Baker and Davidson down the road. How does your practices change? Did they change at all? Does the amount of contact change as you go through the latter part of the season? You know, you've been doing it a while now. How do you guys adjust your practices?
So, yes, we will pull back on the physicality. We really start to do that after training camp. It becomes, you know, once we have a pretty physical spring practice where we get 10 days that we stretch out over 3 weeks, which is basically 3 days a week, and we finish with a game. And then we work a lot of stuff in helmets all summer. And then when we get into fall camp, we're pretty physical. And then during the season, we have 1 day a week on Tuesdays that we're pretty physical, but we're still just in shells. We don't tackle to the ground at all during the season until Friday night. Now, those few weeks, we really do a good job of teaching, you know, guys how to tackle, how we want to do those things during spring and fall camp. And we're still physical. We still teach tackling and the fundamentals of it, you know, even when we're in just helmets. So. And blocking and tackling, man, they're just the fundamentals of the game are so critical, and we do a good job. Our coaching staff does a really good job of coaching those things, and I think you see it in the way we play on Friday night. But you know, these last 4 weeks are going to be, you know, tough challenges. Region games, Fairhope, Baker, you know, really jump off the screen when it comes to your schedule. But Alma Bryant's better, man. Coach Sessions, Coach Carl Jackson, they're doing a really good job. You know, they haven't scored a ton of points this year, but they've been really, really good defensively. And, you know, they're always going to present challenges. Those guys are really good football coaches. So, you know, we're going to take it 1 week at a time, try to focus on just trying to – really, our focus is on us most of the time anyway. Obviously, we got a game plan week to week, but we're just trying to focus on ourselves and get better at who we are and executing the things that we want to do. And kind of, you know, build a game plan based on what the other teams are trying to do to stop us. But – most of the stuff that we do week to week is going to be built on our foundation from what we've been doing since all the way back to spring. So,
I got you, buddy. Coach, thank you for taking time out of your Saturday morning to join us and be with us. And we wish you the very best of luck. If anything we can do for you, please let us know.
Oh, appreciate y'all, man. All y'all do to bring light to our programs and our kids means a lot. And, again, thank y'all for what you do. And look forward to seeing y'all soon.
All right, buddy. Good luck, Coach. What a great guy and what a great job he's done there at that school. I mean, he's just turned that thing around.
Incredible. I mean, it's such a short amount of time. I mean, you know, that's pretty impressive. It's really impressive.
It is.
And just hearing, you know, just the rooted in faith part, just that's where some coaches, I think, miss the mark. And, you know, we got to teach it. Teach these kids how to be good people and faithful servants.
Right.
And I think that's how we ground our teams and make them be as good as they can be.
That's right. I agree with you 100%. I got a text here from a good friend of mine, Eddie Boyette. Eddie's former park and recreation director for the city of Fairhope, was there with me every Friday night when I was there. And I got a text from him today. His grandson, Harrison Cook, who is the son of Scott and Jennifer Cook, scored his first touchdown in a football game for Fairhope High School last night. So a shout out there. Eddie, thanks for your text. Congratulations, buddy. And we look forward to hearing you. We'll come back in just a moment with a leadership segment, and hope you'll join us.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to the show.
I'm not going to say anything for anyone else. That way, because you know what's going to normally happen, Marcus.
little boss gags.
You know, he left his phone. It's a PSR standard. You have to have it.
Absolutely. Steely Dan and Boss Cags every Saturday morning. Every Saturday morning. Today on the leadership segment, this is brought to us by 68 Ventures, Nathan Cox, Brad Israel, just two great guys that send the stuff out every week, help us all with leadership, things to do to make ourselves better leaders in our families, in our workplace. And today we're going to talk about, it's about winning, but how we get to winning is the essence of this segment. Commitment wins. Do not ever give up. Keep fighting for those things worth fighting for. It is all about the discipline and the sacrifice over the ease of indulgence. Society lures you more and more to the ease of indulgence, but warriors focus on the discipline and what sacrifice truly means. That, you know, I think about that. When I think about that, and for me, I remember one play in my coaching career that continues to stand out to me. We were playing, I was at Fairhope, and we were playing Williamson at Fairhope Stadium, and they had Jamarcus Russell was the quarterback. And we had a Tucker Callahan was our outside linebacker, and I think Tucker was a sophomore that year. I believe he was a sophomore. Anyway, Jamarcus throws a pass, and this guy catches it, and he breaks a tackle, and he starts down the sideline. And I think, oh, he's gone, you know. And I watch, and I keep seeing this guy on our team just keep closing ground and closing ground and closing ground. And Tucker caught the guy from behind after about a 45, 55-yard run and tackles him on the 5-yard line. He hits the ground. We stop. He gets stopped. And I'm like, man, that was awesome. You know, that's what Brad's saying here in this commitment. Don't ever give up. The play's not over. The next play, they ran a play, an off-tackle play, and one of our guys popped through them and made a play, hit the ball, ball pops out, we get on it. So the whole conversation changed. It went from them walking into the end zone with a touchdown, and one kid's commitment to winning was, I am not going to let this guy score if I can catch him. And he ran him down and caught him. Next play, we get the ball, and we're going the other way. That's what commitment to winning, to me, when I think about that kind of thing, that's what pops into my head. Am I preparing for success? Any endeavor, preparation is a key to success. That is not exactly a profound statement because everybody knows that, but knowing it, that isn't the challenge. Doing it is. Preparation is the difference between being proactive and reactive. It is the difference between a stress-inducing task and anxiety-free accomplishment. Preparation saves time and energy. Preparing for your day allows you to anticipate potential problems and have at least a limited plan for dealing with them. Preparation is possibly the greatest confidence booster ever. When you invest some time in preparing for a meeting, an interview, a sales call, or a difficult conversation, you speak more authoritatively. It appears as if you have actually know what you're doing and you are talking about. Imagine that, huh? Most people who don't prepare claim that they don't have the time. Well, if time is a concern for you, then that's the very reason you should be investing a bit of it in preparation. An hour of preparation will often shave off the project or task. Here's one idea for you. It's something I do every morning. If you look at my calendar, you would see the same appointment every day. Every single day from 5 a.m. to 5:30, the appointment says planning and solitude every day. This is from Stephen Keating, who wrote this, Preparing to Succeed. He takes this 20 to 30 minutes every day and spends time preparing for the day. When we have a football game, when Ann has a game that she's going to play, she spends time watching film, getting ready, preparing her kids for that game, getting ready to play the game. She prepares. We prepare. We try to get a game plan together. The commitment to doing that well is going to tell you where your commitment to success is. If you're going to do it in a halfway manner, your kids are going to play halfway. You're going to be a halfway record. Your seasons are going to be halfway. Or are you going to overachieve by preparing every day? The greatest thing about it to me, Ann, is if I spend 30 minutes alone and I hush my brain, of course, that's a scary place to be between my ears. But if I hush my brain every single day for 30 minutes and just think about the day, what have I got coming up? Prepare for difficult conversations I might have to have. And we've all had them in leadership roles as we are in. We have to have difficult conversations from time to time. We have to make decisions. The best thing for me is to be prepared to make that decision. And the best thing for me to do is to realize that I'm not alone, and I don't have to do this all by myself. I have a God who will take care of me if I'll just let him, you know. And normally, when I take that time and say, look, God, just take this day from me. Let me do it to the best of your will, what you want me to do. And it helps me succeed. It helps me in that manner. And, you know, I've watched Ann coach, and I know how I watch her with her clipboard. I see her watch her guys. She's putting her signals up. And I know that every one of those signals she's given to her kids for whatever they're going to do on that play has already been thought about. It's been prepared for. And it leads Ann into how she makes decisions for a volleyball team. And as you can tell, over the years, she won a whole lot of volleyball games. A lot of preparation goes into those wins. And I would say probably more than anybody wants to recognize, it's a lot of work that goes into those wins, Ann.
The word I hear is discipline.
Yes.
That, you know, it takes a lot of discipline. You have to discipline yourself to get into that commitment time between 5 and 5:30 to sit down and make that plan. You have to discipline yourself. It just doesn't come. You have to really set a standard in your mind of what you will or won't do. I work from home, you know, off the air. I have my own business. And, you know, years ago, I could tell you 40 years ago, that would have never happened because I didn't have the disciplined mindset to do that.
Yeah. We can get easily distracted.
Very quickly.
No doubt. Can. So as that's what I wanted to talk about this morning was about, you know, everybody talks about winning, how you get to be a winner. Well, it starts with preparation. And I've got some things I found right here, just a couple before we run out of time. Pat Summitt said, winning is fun, sure, but winning is not the point. Wanting to win is the point. Not giving up is the point. Never letting up is the point. Never be satisfied with what you've done is the point. That was Pat Summitt. She's one of the best ever grace the sidelines of a basketball court. Mm-hmm. And, man, she had it right. It says, winning takes precedence over all. There are no gray area, no almost in sport. It's Kobe Bryant. He's pretty good with him, too. Mm. We'll come back in a moment. We got David Faulkner coming up at top of the hour. And our second hour, that first hour went by in a hurry. We'll come back with David Faulkner, McGill Toolin football coming up.
To you live, the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Good morning, everyone. Again, welcome back to the second hour of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, right here in the heart of Mobile, Alabama. I'm Mark Lasseter. I have Ann Schilling, the volleyball coach at Bayside Academy, Hall of Famer, with us in the studio this morning, keeping Steve and I straight, making sure we do things right. And Ann, thank you for joining us this morning. We really appreciate you being here and keeping this show going. We really appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me.
It's great having Ann in here with us. And right now, we have McGill Toolin, head football coach with the McGill Toolin Yellow Jacket football, presented by Will 2 Construction, Coach David Faulkner. Coach, how are you this morning, buddy?
I'm doing well, Mark. How are you doing?
Man, I'm better than I deserve. I promise you that. I woke up, took that deep breath, and went, yep, made another night. I'm good to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Hey, Coach, tell us about your big win over Davidson last night. That was a big win for you guys. Put y'all at 2-2 in a region, 3-3 overall, headed down the stretch. I know, you know, every week now is like a playoff game almost. Tell us a little bit about that big win over Davidson last night.
You know, I'm extremely proud of our football team. Our challenge all week was for us to play our best football game all year. We had played well in spots, but we hadn't put four quarters together all season. And I think our team answered that challenge and played extremely well. I was our offensive line probably played, well, without a doubt, played as well as it played all year, and it really played up to the potential that we knew they had. And then they opened up the run game for LaDarian, and he had an incredible night. And then Andrew was his typical self back here at quarterback, spreading the ball around and just played really well offensively. And then defensively, Davidson has a big physical football team, and their goal was to run it down our throat. And I thought our team stood in there and really battled and played the run really well. And I was really proud of them. And then we played really well in the kicking game as well. So I thought in all three phases, we played about as good as we could. And you know, and this is the time of year that you need to do that.
You know, I'm 100% with you on that about when, you know, you look at your football season, you know, after that first week, you hope you make some changes and make, you know, that's the biggest changes you make. And then hopefully those changes are right, maybe tweak it a little after week two and then start settling in with your team. Tell us a little bit about your offensive line and what those guys don't get it. They never get enough praise. You and I both know that. Tell us a little bit about those guys and how the job that they did last night.
Oh, they did a phenomenal job. I you know, I thought Roman Tran and Cade Weimer and Caleb Brock and Raylan West and all those guys up front, and Derek White, who's a sophomore who started for us. I just thought they really owned the line of scrimmage, which I think was, I felt like that's the first time all year that we really dominated at the line of scrimmage on the offensive line. And I tell you, it really started with their practice and their preparation. They were really determined to get the run game going. And Jeff Williams has been a veteran coach, and he's done a great job developing those guys and bringing them along. You know, we replaced four guys up front this year, so you're always trying to find that best five and that unit that works well together. And he has, what you just said, he has continued to tweak and adjust and try to find that right mixture up front. And I think last night we made a big step towards that.
You know, I was Coach Williams, and I go back a long way, and he is one of those guys. He is a technical guy that he is going to keep preaching it and preaching it and preaching it. And I'm so glad to hear that those guys had a good game. Good game last night. How about your running back? What kind of yardage did he have last night? Do you know off the top of your head?
I don't have the official stats yet. I hadn't heard back from our guys on, you know, get stats off film. But leaving the game last night, just off our chart, and we thought he was around 150. And, you know, and he's really played not up to his expectations all year. And I think last night he was really determined to, you know, to be the type of running back that he has the ability to be, and he ran hard last night. He ran with a purpose, and his offensive line gave him some room to run, and he took advantage of it.
We're talking with David Faulkner, the head football coach at McGill-Tulin High School, and his football team right now is rolling into the second half of the season, 2-2 in the region. Got Blount coming up, Coach, next week. Tell us a little bit about that challenge and what you guys are going to do to prepare.
Well, we get an off week or a bye week. I told the team this is not an off week. This is a bye week.
Right.
They're totally different. But you know, our number one thing is we're a beat-up football team like everybody is probably at this time of year. And when you play the schedule we play a lot of big teams. And so we got to get some guys healthy. We got a lot of bumps and bruises and some things like that. And then we got to go back and be really good at evaluating our team and see the things that we need to improve on and try to improve some of our deficiencies, and continue to develop young kids so that we can play more kids on Friday night, and give us more bodies out there that can help us win football games. And then, you know, the next part of that is start getting our preparation in for Blunt, who is, as always, a big athletic football team that's very scary with their ability, and we'll have to play well against them. And then, you know, it's just these last four games, like you said, are really like playoff games. I hadn't really looked at it, studied it yet, but I think we need to win three of the four to have a chance to put ourselves in good position for the playoffs. So, and we'd love to win all four. So we got to go back and we'll probably do some advanced scouting this week on some of those guys and try to start thinking about what our long-term plan looks for playing well down the stretch.
You know, David, you mentioned a little bit about your defense and how well they played last night against an offense that Davidson runs going to come right at you, and they're just going to try to pound that ball at you and try to eat the clock up. Tell us a little bit about y'all's defensive game plan and what your coaches had put together to stop that Davidson offense.
Well, you know, if you've seen us play or you've seen our team, we're a little undersized defensively compared to some of these offensive lines and people that we see. And, you know, Tracy Buckhannon is a veteran football coach. He was a priority hire for me when I got to McGill. I knew if we were going to improve the program and move it forward that Tracy had to be part of the staff. And, you know, he did a great job of finding ways to get us plus one at the point of attack. And what I mean by that is get a free hit or a defender there that they didn't have enough people to block and try and get that guy to the ball. And he always does a great job in the game. And, you know, I just thought that Tracy and the whole staff just did a great job of adjusting in the game when we kind of figured out what their plan was of just getting multiple hats at the point of attack and really getting that run game of theirs slowed down a little bit.
Well, David, we sure want to tell you how much we appreciate you taking some time out this morning to join us here on the Prep Sports Report and congratulate you on a win and get a little rest over the next couple of days, buddy, because you got a big stretch coming up.
Well, thank you. And like I always say, I appreciate what you guys do for high school football and promoting the game and promoting our young people.
You got it, buddy. Take care of yourself, pal.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
David Faulkner, McGill Tulane's head football coach. Big win last night, 42-13 over Davidson. They have an off week, and then they'll pick up Blunt in a couple of weeks as they get ready to run their region streak down the second half of the season. After our break in a moment, we got Ann Schilling in studio with us, and we're going to talk to Ann about volleyball at Bayside Academy and let her break her team down a little bit and some of her thoughts on her team and going forward and moving up into 7A this year. So as we get ready talk to Ann, I hope you guys will come back after the break and join us. It should be a lot of fun.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market communication lines. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back to the Prep Sports Report, Thompson Tractor Sports Report, presented by Alpha. We're glad all of y'all are with us today. We got Ann Schilling in the house, and we're going to thank a few sponsors. Then Ann and I are going to talk a little bit about volleyball here in our area, about Bayside Academy and about other teams that they're playing and about playing in 7A. But I want to give a shout out to some folks. First of all, Premier Collision on 1177 Sledge Drive in Mobile, Alabama. They will take care of all of your auto collision repair needs. If you have a fender bender, you have some paint that needs to be fixed, whatever you need, they can take care of it at Premier Collision in Mobile. That's Chris Garris. Just give them a call. You can give them a call at 478-4500, and they will take care of you. They've just done a fantastic job with my vehicles. They've had a couple of mine and have just made them look like they just came off the showroom floor. They look great when they come out. Also want to thank Blue Water Millworks and Marvin Windows for their support of this program over the years. They've just done a fantastic job supporting us and keeping us on the air so we can bring what we feel like is an important message of positive information that we can give about schools and community, kids, coaches. That kind of thing is very important to us, and we really appreciate Robert Deneef and his staff out at Blue Water Millworks, along with Gulf Orthopedics as well. Jay Savage, our team doctor, always supports, has supported this program now for 4 or 5 years, maybe 6 years, I think, overall. And what a great blessing that is to us to have them taking care of us during football season every Saturday morning. They have an open door policy. If you need to get somebody checked out, you can bring them in to Gulf Orthopedics and Fairhope. Swift Supply Company, also another company. Ida Ross Hicks and her staff just do a great job supporting us and helping us with keep this show rolling every week. Capital Building Products, Richard and Roxy Thompson, another couple that just love sports and love athletics and love to help out, and we appreciate them as well. So, Ann, let's talk a little bit about volleyball. And we've talked a lot about football, and Ann was looking at me kind of funny when we were going through the scores a minute ago, because there were some schools I know that I look at. I don't know them well. Tharptown, I've never – don't know where Tharptown is. I'm sure somebody does, but I don't know. But there are some that Randy and I have a terrible time getting the words out. But Ann rolled right through it, Steve. She just knocked them right out and didn't seem to have any problem going right through them.
She saved up.
Well, yes, we've been through all seven classifications now. So
yeah, we've been through them all.
I've heard of quite a few of those. You know, it's been a minute, but yeah, it's that little tongue tied there when going through those.
And tell us a little bit about y'all's season. I know y'all started off with a couple of big tournaments, and you were telling me on the way over a little bit about your thoughts as to why y'all play certain tournaments, as to where your volleyball team is right now and mm-hmm. what they need. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, you know, just the focus is now on 7A. We got moved up after last season. We actually had our 21 in a row win, state championship win streak, got snapped last year in 5 in the semifinals. And I really think that, you know, it was kind of uncharted waters for us all there for a minute, and we had to kind of, you know, gather and, you know, let them talk about it and before the season started. And, you know, you walk into the gym and there's, you know, it just got renovated and all the stuff is down. And, you know, it was just weird. It's weird feeling for me and really strange feeling for the kids. We lost 5 seniors, and one of those was Blakely Robbins, who's now at Montevallo.
Right.
So we were without a setter, and, you know, the plan was, you know, Julia Savage, who's sophomore, and Abby DiMatteo were going to take over, and it kind of became – we kind of transformed Julia into a defensive specialist, and she's adapted really well. And Abby's taken over, and it's been fun. I mean, she did not set a ball in a match until this summer, like late summer. It was against St. Michael's. That was the only match we played. And anyway, but it's been fun, like, watching her and just get better. She's such a tremendous athlete and just never had done it before. And but like I said, she picks up things really, really easy. Yeah, I like this group. We've continued to improve as the season goes on. And You know, every day we come in and we work hard and just trying to get better. And we've really been trying to focus on things that are going to make us really successful. We played McGill the other night and the sets were close, but we couldn't pull out a win. And we had set point in 2 of the sets 2 and 3 and couldn't close them out. But, you know, there's a reason why they're successful as well. And I like this group. They're, like I said, we got, you know, Farrah Lane is one of our outside hitters, sophomore. She's coming around playing really good volleyball right now. And Greer Broughton, who is our 0-1, and they're doing a really good job. Two six rotation outside hitters. We got Reese Wilmot in the middle, and we got Misty Kate Smith in the middle, a senior. And Misty Kate's a 3-year starter, about to hit her, I think she's two away from her 1,000th career kill. So, and then we got on the right side, got Haley Robinson, who just committed to Samford a few weeks back, and Haley hit her 1,000th kill this past weekend. He got her with that left arm over there. And then anchoring our defense is Mary Catherine Whitehurst, our libero, doing an outstanding job back there. And then we got, A.K. Walls playing right back and kind of sharing that time with Julia a little bit, trying to get us a little bit more depth in that spot back there. And then Kate Huey is shoring up our middle hitter spot and right side a little bit. And then Sarah Saley's hurt right now, and so she's in a boot. And then Savannah Cox is helping us wherever we need her to play. So, like I said, I like this team. I like the direction we're moving in right now. I think we're going to be ready to go when in 2 weeks when we start area. And we got four really tough matches these next couple of weeks. Can be really challenging. We got Gulf Shores Tuesday at Gulf Shores. We got Fairhope, which is going to determine, the one seed who gets to host the area tournament next Thursday. We have them at home. And then the following week, we have Saraland Tuesday and Hoover on Thursday. So, goodness. I mean, it just, it does not get any easier. But I think it'll be good for us to play, all those teams and, just kind of see where we end up.
You've said something on the way over. We were talking about what y'all needed to do, who you needed to play. You could play schools your own size.
Yeah.
You could go places and play that. Didn't feel like that's what you needed to be able to play in a 7A state tournament.
No. We want to be able to compete and win a 7A state championship. In order to do it, you got to play the best. And, that's what we're doing. And We've got to improve on some areas and get better. And I think if we can, we'll be hard to deal with it when the time comes.
One of the things I'll tell you, and I don't even know if Ann even knows this. There was a girl on your team, and you mentioned her, Savannah Cox.
Yeah.
Savannah was taking driver's ed for me this summer. And the first day of class was the first day of volleyball summer workouts.
Oh, wow.
And so it was a conflict. And so between her and her dad, they were like, Coach, we got to do something. And Savannah says, I cannot miss. Coach, I cannot miss.
She knows.
And so we rearranged her schedule to make sure, because she was not going to miss anything that had to do with volleyball at that time. That's the kind of commitment these girls have to this program. Tell us a little bit. We got about a minute left in this. Tell us a little bit about that commitment they have.
Oh, yeah. It's you have to be. We work hard in the summertime and, on into the year and, it's a grind. And, like I said, I backed off on the number of matches that we're playing in order to go more quality rather than quantity. And I think it's been good. We actually had 3 weekends off, and I think it's going to it's good also. We just, because it's tough. And, at Bayside being so small, you're one or two injuries away from
Correct.
Just devastation. So you have to be careful there. So, but we just give all the glory to God, and, we just keep it on.
Keep plugging. Ann, thank you for that. We're going to be have Wade Waldrop coming up in the next segment from Orange Beach, and then we'll have the Grace segment. You don't want to miss that. Ann Schilling will be doing our Grace segment today.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
little bit more by Skaggs, Ann.
Loving it.
You know, I think Coach Waldrop probably listened to some by Skaggs. Knows what that's music we just don't want to interrupt, and here I am talking.
Baby.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by our good friends at Alpha. Coming to you from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios right here in Mobile, Alabama. It is an absolutely gorgeous Saturday. Man, it was a beautiful night for football last night. The weather was good. It wasn't too hot. And, you know, we were very fortunate to be on the side of the hurricane that we were on. And we were able to get some really nice weather. And joining us right now is the head football coach of the Orange Beach Makos, Coach Wade Waldrop. Coach, congratulations on your win last night. And thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your Saturday morning to join us.
Man, absolutely. Thank you guys for having us. And you're right. It was a beautiful day, and it was a beautiful night last night for football. It felt amazing down here.
It was, wasn't it? And, man, we were down there for a middle school game Thursday night, Coach. Let me just tell you, kudos to you guys and what y'all are doing with your facilities down there. What a beautiful field. I took pictures of it because it's just beautiful. Y'all have done a fantastic job there, and I know y'all have got more things going on.
We do. Look, I figured you were going to bring that middle school game up. Man, y'all stuck it to us Thursday night. What a fun night for those little guys, and heck of a job by the Admirals, you know, Thursday night down here. But, yes, that facility we're playing at right now, super blessed. And, you know, what's crazy is where we're playing right now, and it's really nice. That's just going to be soccer, you know, when all of our new stuff's done in a year and all football will move, you know, to a whole new place. But it's a cool little atmosphere, and – you know, our fans have been so good, and our community has been so good about supporting our kids this year. It's been amazing. So much more than I even thought, you know, coming in. You kind of have an idea about, you know, a perception of what you're thinking the environment's going to be like. But our students have been on fire. Our fans have been on fire. The environment's been great. We had another great atmosphere last night with Robert Stale. So it's just what you want in high school football. You know, you wish every kid could experience an environment like that in their athletic career.
That's right. Coach, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, man, you're doing a fantastic job there at Orange Beach. I mean, last year they were just struggled mightily, had such a difficult time winning ball games. And now this year y'all come in, y'all are sitting at 4-2 right now and 2-0 in the region, and your kids are playing so hard. I mean, they really are, and it's refreshing and fun to watch to see how coaches come in and put their stamp on the culture that they want to provide for their kids and their program, and you're doing that so far. Tell us a little bit about this Orange Beach team.
Yeah, you know, I'm very proud of our kids. We have a long way to go. I've said it over and over publicly. Every time we get together and get on the field or get in a learning environment, we have so much room for growth. I mean, it's, you know, been at other places. Coach, you've been at a lot of places, and, you know, you go into some programs and that room for growth is so small, and it takes so much to, you know, to take a step to grow. But like where we're at with our program right now, every day when we go out, even in week 6, week 7, we've still got so much room to improve. But the biggest thing, you know, is with where we're at, is just our kids trusting us and, you know, just building that trust. It just takes time. You can't just walk in. Your name's not going to walk in and immediately garner trust from parents, from players. You know, that, truly, kids don't care about those things. They want to know, you know, if you care. They want to know if you're giving them the tools they need to be successful. And even when you're doing that and providing that, there's bumps, there's hiccups, and you're developing trust along the way. And, you know, the biggest thing, you know, going into last night, you know, we're playing up in class, 3 classes. You know, they're a split back veer team, which, you know, if the people out there listening don't know, that it can be hard tackling the dive and the quarterback all night long, you know, 40, 50 times a night when those linemen are coming off super low, driving their feet. So for us last night against a bigger physical, more physically gifted opponent, I was just super proud of the toughness of our kids. It's the toughest we've played mentally and physically all year. And, you know, just it's a good place to be. You know, we got to come back this week. We have a playoff, you know, what we're calling a playoff week here for us. And, you know, kind of the first couple of games for us, we declare these are playoff games. You got to win them if you want to get in. So just trying to build a mindset that you're playing for something, you know, down the road that you can't see, and you just got to keep working towards it and be ready when that opportunity comes.
Hey, Coach, this is Ann Schilling. Just congrats on the quick turnaround. This is pretty incredible what you've done there in a short amount of time. Did you run any trick plays last night? I have to ask.
We didn't have anything anything crazy. We were able to execute. Look, we overcame some penalties. I felt like we were running trick plays because we were at, you know, first and 20 a couple of times, but no, we didn't.
Okay, I just had to ask.
And ask every coach who's ever coached at Bayside anytime they come in. If you're going to run any trick plays tonight, I want to know when they're coming. I want to know. That's her favorite deal. But Coach,
we did fake a punt. We did fake a punt last night.
There you go.
All right. There you go.
And look, the guy that faked it, and look, it hit. The guy that faked it went the wrong way, but still got the first down.
There we go. I love it.
Don't you love high school football?
Yeah.
You just got to love it. That's what it's all about. Well, Coach, you know, playing up in class, that's a big deal. You know, Robertsdale's a large school, and y'all went up and played them. Y'all are 4A school, and you're, I think if I have my notes correct, you're 2-0 in region right now, and you've got Escambia County coming up next, and you will play them, I think, at home. So that'll be a little bit of an advantage having them at home against Escambia County. Tell us a little bit about your mentality, what you're thinking. You said something about playoff game you got coming up. What are y'all thinking?
Yeah, I mean, it really started with our guys, you know, looking at our region schedule. And you know, I try to be honest with our kids at all turns. You know, I try not to, you know, to misguide them. You know, the back end of our region schedule, preseason coming in, is Jackson, Mobile Christian, and St. Michael. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at that schedule and you're just going off of prior history and just, you know, knowing kind of what they've got coming back, the you know, those games, you're going to have to be a much better football team in week 8, 9, and 10 than you were in week 1 and 2. Well, the way our region schedule aligned, you know, we opened up with Neil, Satsuma. Now we had Robertsdale this week, and we have Escambia. So I mean, if you're just looking at the math, you got to find 3 wins somewhere. So, you know, starting right there after our game with Bayside a few weeks back is like, guys, I mean, we stood on that field at Bayside, you know, after a rough night, and just said, look, this is a playoff week. So wherever your mind's at tonight, when you come in, you know, when you come back in tomorrow, and we watch film, and we come back Monday, this game is a playoff game, and it's got to be. We've got to coach it like a playoff game. We've got to prepare you like a playoff game. You're going to have to practice like a playoff game. And we got to go play like a playoff game. Just putting that, you know, applying a little bit of that pressure to prepare a certain way. So, you know, that's really how we treated Satsuma week. And, you know, throw this midweek game in. We felt like this was just going to be a good test for us. And we wanted to just go play tough and physical and get better and take a step and stay healthy. We did those things. And now, you know, these next ones decide your future. So, you know, we've got to play really good football at home next Friday night. We've got to have a really good week of practice. So, you know, I think our kids will be engaged and locked in on doing that.
I got you. Coach, tell us a little bit about your coaching staff, who you have on your staff,
and
some things that they do, because you and I both know as being head coaches, man, we're only as good as the guys we got surrounding us.
We do. And look, you know, you talked about our facilities earlier. Our city has made a commitment to our kids. And it's unlike anywhere I've ever been. You know, what they want to do, they want to provide the very best. And we've been able to, you know, there were some really good coaches here on staff that were, you know, that have been down here for a couple of years now that I had known. Scott Mansell, a former head coach, you know, at Hueytown High School for years.
Yep.
John Holliday, who was at Walker for years, coached against John when he was at Buckhorn. And you know, those two guys had retired and are down here doing different things, and they're on staff. So, I mean, you're talking about two guys that, you know, you're kind of getting not necessarily for free, but they're not counting against your teaching units at all. So they were here. Josh Hoyle, our head baseball coach, coaches our quarterbacks and our running backs. And, you know, having that alignment between baseball and football is huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, huge. We had carry over and cross over so many kids. And then offensive coordinator Wiley McKellar, was with me at Hoover while he was a head coach in Shelby County at Clear High for years. Came to James Clemens with us, went to Florence, and it's kind of followed us around. We've been together for a while. You know, a 25-year coach, spent a lot of time in Texas. Steve Davis, who was a head coach at Springville. Steve and I worked together at James Clemens, and he's been over at Gainesville High in Georgia with Coach Niblett the last 2 years, came back to Alabama. Another 25-year guy.
Marquise Elston, linebacker coach from Anniston, Alabama. Love him, does a great job with our kids. Kyle Stewart coaches our O-line. And then, you know, I tell you, we found one down here that we really weren't expecting, and a gentleman named Dwayne Croker, who works over at our Sportsplex. Dwayne's wife, after 30 years of coaching and admin, head coaching coordinator in Texas, she wanted to live at the beach, and they moved to Orange Beach, and he works at our Sportsplex, and he coaches our defensive backs, and he also coaches our 9 and 10s and our 11 and 12s. Wow. So we've got some vertical alignment going on that I think is very important for us to try to develop the culture we want, and we've got a lot of experience on this staff, and got a couple of young guys that got that energy that you got to have, you know, on a staff as well. So super proud of them. You know, they're meeting right now trying to, you know, put last night to bed and get a plan together for this week.
Well, as you get ready, we got about a minute and a half left, and just wanted to ask, you know, what do y'all do now with your preparation? I know your coaches are working today, probably this morning, and then coming back tomorrow for another to wrap it up, get ready for the next ball game. Tell us a little bit about your preparation for next week.
Yeah, so just our community is different. And you know, I think there's 1,000 ways to skin a cat. And I've you know, done them every way. We've been Sunday grinders. You know, we've been Saturday grinders before. We chose here just based on our community. Y'all mentioned the weather earlier. You know, we get our kids in at about 10 o'clock. They watch film till about 10:45, and they're done. We put that game to bed. Our coaches come in on Saturdays. We get all our work done on Saturdays. And then I'll talk with the coordinators. We'll just kind of talk back and forth on Sundays to make sure everything's prepared. We practice in the mornings. So we're Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning at practice. So the kids get their practices in before we go to school, which is huge because our middle school can then get our attention in the afternoons, you know, for practice. But, you know, that's our week. And we feel like it fits our community. It fits the needs of our kids and their families and the things that they, you know, very service industry oriented.
Yeah.
So they're able to go do the things they need to do in the afternoons. But it works for us.
It sure does, buddy. Well, man, I am pulling for you. Thank you for taking time out to join us this morning, Coach, and best of luck next week.
Man, thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right, pal.
Yes, sir.
This segment of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha here at Eastern Shore Hyundai and Toyota Studios in Mobile, Alabama. We appreciate you joining us this morning. On the Grace segment this morning, Ann Schilling is going to share some thoughts with us. And Ann, thank you for joining us today. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you being with us today. It's really been a joy for me to spend this 2 hours with you and have you on our show, and looking forward to hearing what you have to say.
Thank you, Mark. You know, I just like to share something that's kind of on my heart, really close to home. Just, you know, I think, you know, my walk with God, I always thought I was a Christian and always went to church every Sunday, and, you know, but I wasn't always living, and I'm not perfect now, but I'm a lot better, and I can identify when I'm not right, and I apologize really quickly. But, you know, my walk with God was, you know, it was just sporadic. It wasn't consistent. You know, I'd go to Mass, and I would kind of maybe be writing out a grocery list or a volleyball lineup, and my mind just wasn't where it should have been. And, you know, I had a mom who was very faith-filled. And I guess in 2018, I got popped, stage 4 cancer. And I didn't know what was going to happen. And, you know, that I remember walking out my door that next day, and I was like, God, you know, I'm ready if you're ready for me, but if you're not, you know, tell me what you want to do. I lived 54, 55 years for me, and now I'm living the rest for you. And, you know, he really got my attention, and you know, I went through chemo, lost my hair. It was very humbling, and I mean, just it was a time in my life where he drew me so close, and I'm telling you, I hate to say it, but it was the best thing that could have happened to me. I needed that pop. I needed his attention, and I needed to draw closer to him. And I'm going to tell you, with all the success that I had, and I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional, but all the success I had, I wasn't happy. I really wasn't. And, you know, I think sometimes we think a big house, money, new car is going to make us happy, and it's really not. I mean, there's only one thing that's going to make you happy, and that's a personal relationship with God. And waking up every day grateful for another day to step foot outside and, you know, just be able to do the things that we enjoy doing, just being together. And, you know, it's just, I think sometimes we take life for granted. We take, and we, you know, we put God in a box and we just, you know, get him out when we need him. And, you know, I was guilty of it, and for too long. And like I said, I thought I was a Christian, but when things got tough, I knew that's the first place that I went. And but I also had a mother who, she gave me that gift. So, you know, parents, I want to encourage you to, you know, these kids nowadays, we need Jesus in this world. We do. We need him bad. And, you know, you can just see the evil running rampant around the country. And, you know, I tell you, some of the best days of my life were in the valley, you know. And, you know, a lot of times we don't want to get in that valley, you know. We don't want to do anything hard. We don't want to hurt. But I'm going to tell you what, when you got Jesus, man, I'm telling you, it's unreal. What transpired in that valley? And I could tell you so many stories that happened, and I'm going, oh my God, just so many signs of God. And, you know, it was just incredible. And, you know, I'm 6 years cancer free, and I try to live for him, and I screw up daily. I apologize a lot, and, but I tell people I love them. I never used to do that ever, but, you know, I love you, Mark. I do. I enjoy people and just things a lot better. And like I said, just want to encourage everybody to get a personal relationship with Jesus. It'll be the best decision you ever make.
Absolutely. You know, thank you for sharing that. I know that was hard. It's funny, Ann and I have been on a kind of a similar path over the last 6 or 7 years. It was that fall before Ann got diagnosed with cancer that my heart quit beating and my life changed as well as yours. I mm-hmm. know it did. I knew from that day forward, my life was completely different, has been. And since I really found that personal walk, it has become every day is a better day. I wake up every day just as happy as I can be.
Absolutely.
You know, it's unbelievable mm-hmm. how it is when you finally just surrender to it all and say, enough's enough.
Yeah.
I've done it my way.
Nothing like a health problem that I like.
To wake you up.
Wake you up.
You know, but it gives us a chance to try to be the kind of person that he wanted us to be all along.
Yep.
You know, and that's where I am today. And I can tell you, and I don't mind sharing this with, I watch Ann very closely when at school because she is just one of my favorite people. And she does things the right way. But seeing you struggle through that and those days, and then you come out the other side of it, I will tell you, and I think I've told you before, you're a different person today than I knew 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You really are.
Yeah.
It's a, is a,
I think you, yeah, you see the big, I see the big picture a lot better, you know, and, it, and that's a good thing.
It absolutely is. There's a smile on this woman's face that she brings to work every day and makes everybody around us better. Her kids are better.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
Oh, you do. You have your, we all have our moments, Ann. But at the end of the day, we know what, you know, I've read your things that you write. I've seen and heard you talk. And at both of us wake up every day saying, God, help me today. And then we wake, go to bed that night going, God, did I do a good job? Do I need to make amends anywhere? And those are the things that, that matter.
Absolutely.
That matter. Man, I tell you what, Ann, thank you so much for joining us today. What a blessing you are in my life and the lives of everybody who's around you. And we appreciate you coming and spending some time with us on PSR.
I've had a blast. I'd like to just give one shout out to my nephew, Greg, and his good friend, Seth. They're both listening today.
Good
and,
deal.
You know, they're just outstanding young men.
That's awesome. Good for you. So we got a little bit left to go before we wrap up. I want to thank all of our guests, Zach Golson from Mary Montgomery, David Faulkner from McGill Toulon, and Wade Waldrop, the head football coach at Orange Beach, for coming in and joining us on our show today, and Ann being with us. Rick and Randy, I hope you guys are having fun. We're praying for you. Safe travels on your trips. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, remember that God is always with you. See you this time next week from the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.